Welcome to Postcast. David Locke and Ron Boone from the underneath of the Golden One Center, where the Utah Jazz have just dispersed with the Sacramento Kings in very rudimentary professional fashion. The Jazz was a 25-20 game. The Jazz hit a three to go up 28-20, and the game did not get under 7 points again until about a minute and a half left. And this is probably exactly what they're supposed to do tonight.
Well, exactly. This is a very young basketball team. You would figure young teams play hard. They got, what, three senior citizens on that team with lots of veteran experience. But this team plays hard, but just not good enough to win basketball games. They're good enough to make runs, but not good enough to finish.
And nor do they really maybe want to win
probably
basketball
could, games. Yeah, probably don't care.
I thought there were some interesting things. Just things, you know, in a game like this, you do sometimes see your strengths come out. They did not take a shot in the restricted area with Rudy Gobert on the floor until the second quarter.
Didn't know that. But, you know, that says a lot, because I thought that Coach Yeager was going to try to put Rudy in a situation where he had to switch that would take him away from the basket. You know, obviously that didn't happen. Rudy, again, he just dominates the paint. I mean, you know he's there. You start trying to make shots that it's not a high percentage shot, and, you know, just gets guys in trouble.
I asked him about it post game. He said they're just smart. Why would they try that shot?
Well, it makes sense, and I'm glad he notices that. Yeah, they're just smart, but there's still a few that continue to try to challenge him, and he ends up blocking his shot.
The three ball started to fall again, which had really been absent since before. This is not a great defensive team, it's actually, but it was nice to see for some of these guys to get the stroke back going there.
Well, you know, when you play teams like this, you kind of get healthy as far as shooting the ball or whatever sport you're playing. I mean, when there's a team that you know can't beat you, your execution is getting you good shots and you're making them, that just means that, you know, you're getting healthy with a team that knowing that you can't defend. What I am worried about, though, David, is our bench. Just need maybe in the next game or two, you know, have a pretty good idea at the strength of our bench. Is it going to be able to hold up or
which
what?
Which is very different. I mean, it was a bench where Rodney Hood and Joe Johnson came in and just shot all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes not very efficiently. Joe did not have a great season, and Rodney, we all know, was hit or miss. We were rooting for him to be hit tonight, and he didn't. Unfortunately, as the Cleveland Cavaliers lost to the Denver Nuggets, and so we just don't have guys that are coming to pull the trigger. Jay Crowder is trying to do that, probably a little more than's natural to him. And AB didn't play tonight, so it is an interesting question of where the points are coming in that second unit.
Well, and then I have to stop myself and start thinking, okay, is the defense a little bit better now? So it's a possibility. But, you know, this next week is going to be a very important week, I think, for the Jazz, with the three teams that we have capable of beating them and extending our winning streak and keeping ourselves in the race.
The thing that's really the key is these Orlando Monday, you have the Jazz, we've talked about, they have nine games that are 80% win probability or more at the All-Star break, according to 538. You just have to win all of them. You can't blink once. I mean, and that's most evident by the fact that the Jazz have now won 14 of 16 and are still in 10th place.
Yeah, you have to have the mindset that you're not going to get any help from anywhere else. And every other team in the league, they're trying to do something, just like the Jazz are trying to do, trying to move up in the standings or make sure that they're in the playoffs, that they're very comfortable with their team. Now, I think the Denver Nuggets is probably one of those real scary teams right now. I've watched them play two or three ball games. They just flat out can shoot. I mean, they just flat out have a very good offensive basketball team.
Well, you're looking for somebody to start losing. San Antonio's the first one to start doing it. Denver and the Clippers are probably your other two. Portland, I think, got Oklahoma City tonight. Oklahoma City's schedule's so soft. They're not good right now. And Oklahoma City's not a good basketball team, but I just don't think they're have enough losses left in them to happen.
Yeah. For us to catch them.
Right.
But our schedule is pretty soft there as well. So,
depends on some of the statistics you look at, like winning percentage numbers. You can play one team that has a low winning percentage, and that skews your numbers. But the other one tonight, I just want to kind of bring him up again. Derek Favors is just a beast around the basket right now. Well, it is incredible.
He really is, and that he caught a couple of basketballs tonight in traffic that was just flat out. I didn't see it coming. You know, Rubio threw him a pass, and I know Vince Carter back was to the play, but I thought, even with that, I thought it was a blind pass at first, but Derek just got it, dunked the basketball, and he's doing a great job around the basket, scoring. He knocked down a three tonight. If he gets to the point where it's 33% reliable,
I think he's going to be there. It's a comfortable looking shot, and he's got such great touch with his hands. I have no reason to believe he's not next year a 33% 3-point shooter.
You know, I hope that.
And
that's
frankly,
the
he
case.
Only has to be 30% to make it work.
And that really helps his game if it does.
All right, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else on tonight. That Mitchell kid. He just dropped 27 again.
It's pretty good. He's just flat out good. I mean, that's all it is to it. I mean,
it's crazy.
His confidence level is higher than anybody else on the floor. What
jumps out to me about him, Ron, and you might be able to explain this to me as a player, is that he's not forcing anything. It's like he understands the length of the game. Like, I'm going to get mine, and more importantly, I'm going to impact the game it's not like he comes out like a rocket shot out of a cannon who's, like, forcing the game and getting his shots. He just kind of plays the game, and you look up, and next thing you know, he has a little spurt, and he's got 13, and then you look up again, and he's got 18, and then he's now got 25, and he's now scored 25. 21 of his first 60 games, which only guys that have exceeded that since 1992 are Shaq and Allen Iverson.
I think that's what's impressive, what he's doing on the floor. He only took 15 shots tonight. Now, he got to the free throw line 10 times, which, I mean, a lot of times those are shot possessions there as well. But the amount of shots that he's getting and the percentage, I mean, what he's doing with it, it's remarkable. You look at some of the other leagues, other stars in the league, guys as high scorers, Harden, you know, some of those guys that are taking maybe 20, 21 shots and getting 25 points. It just makes you appreciate what Donovan Mitchell is doing in the flow of the Jazz offense.
Back-to-back wins for the Jazz. They've now won 14 of 16. They started in 10th place. They're still in 10th place, but as one of the Jazz coaches walking out with me said, could you imagine if we hadn't got on the streak, how over it would be?
You and I have talked about that already. Yeah.
So Jazz win it tonight. That is postcast.